গাঙ্গের দুটি পদ যার ধন সম্পদ। গৌরাঙ্গের দুটি পদ যার ধন সম্পদ, গৌরাঙ্গের যার ধন সে জানি ভকতি রস সার, সে জানি সে জানি ভকতি রস সার, সে জানে ভকতির গৌরাঙ্গের মধুর লীলা যার কন্যে প্রবেশিলা, গৌরাঙ্গের হৃদয় নির্মল ভেল তার, হৃদয় হৃদয় নির্মল ভেল যে গৌরাঙ্গের নাম লয় তার প্রেম দয়, যে গৌরাঙ্গের নাম তারে মুই যাই বলি হারি, তারে মুই তারে মুই যাই বলি হারি, তারে মুই গৌরাঙ্গ গুণেতে ঝুরে নিত্য লীলা তারে স্ফুরে, গৌরাঙ্গ সে জন ভকতি অধি কারি, সে জন সে জন ভকতি অধিকারি, সে জন ভকতি গৌরাঙ্গের সঙ্গী গণে নিত্য সিদ্ধ করি মানে, গৌরাঙ্গের স संगी से जाए ब्रजेंद्र सुत से जाए से जाए ब्रजेंद्र सुत से जाए ब्रजेंद्र सुत श्री गौर मंडल भूमि जेबा जाने चिंता मणि श्री गौर मंडल भूमि तारो है ब्रज भूमि बास तारो है ब्रज भूमि तारो है ब्रज भूमि बास तारो है ब्रज भूमि गौर प्रेम रसानबे से तरंगे जेबा डूबे गौर प्रेम रसानबे से राधा माधव अंतरंग से राधा से राधा माधव अंतरंग से राधा माधव गृहे बाबने ते थाके हा गौरांग बोले डाके गृहे बाबने ते थाके गृह बाबनेते थाके हा गौरांग बोले डाके नरोत्तम मागे तार संग नरोत्तम नरोत्तम मागे तार संग नरोत्तम मागे तार गौरांगेर दुटी पद जार धन संपद गौरांगेर से जाने भक्ति रस से जाने भक्ति रस से जाने भक्ति रस से जाने भक्ति रस हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा
जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज काचार्य ज्योष्ठोत्तर शतवर्षी श्रीमद डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरण अरविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। इस्कॉन फाउंडर आचार्य बीबीटी फाउंडर आचार्य डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव भक्त वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवास आदि गौरव भक्त वृंद की जय। राधा कृष्ण गोपी गोपीनाथ राधा कुंड श्याम कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की जय। मथुरा वृंदावन धाम की जय। नवदीप मायापुर धाम की जय। श्री श्री कृष्ण बलराम की जय। श्री श्री गौरनिताय की जय। राधा श्याम सुंदर ललिता विशाखा देवी की जय। श्री चैतन्य चरितामृतम की जय। ग्रंथरा श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय। समवेत वैष्णव भक्त वृंद की जय। ऑल ग्लोरी टू असेंबली ऑफ डिवोटीज All glory to assembly devotees. All glory to assembly devotees. Translation. This is a song by Narottam Das Thakur इन प्रेस ऑफ द ग्लोरीज ऑफ लॉर्ड चैतन्य. गौरांग रेफर्स टू लॉर्ड चैतन्य हु हैज अ फेयर कॉम्प्लेक्शन. वन हु हैज अ फेयर कॉम्प्लेक्शन इज कॉल्ड गौर. एंड सिंस लॉर्ड चैतन्य वॉज वेरी फेयर जस्ट लाइक ए मोल्टन गोल्ड ही वॉज ऑल्सो नेम्ड गौर सुंदर. नरोत्तम दास ठाकुर सेज गौरांगेर दुटी पद जार धन संपद से जाने भक्ति रस सार. एनी वन हु हैज एक्सेप्टेड द टू लोटस फीट ऑफ लॉर्ड चैतन्य कैन अंडरस्टैंड द ट्रू एसेंस ऑफ डिवोशनल सर्विस. डिवोशनल सर्विस इज वेरी डिफिकल्ट. इट कैन नॉट बी अंडरस्टूड बाई एनी ऑर्डिनरी मैन. वाइस इज वेरी डिफिकल्ट. इट इज कैन नॉट बी अंडरस्टूड बाई एनी ऑर्डिनरी मैन. एज इट इज स्टेटेड इन भगवद्गीता आउट ऑफ मेनी थाउजेंड्स पर्सन्स वन हु आर ट्राइंग टू अचीव द परफेक्शन ऑफ ह्यूमन लाइफ ओनली सम एक्चुअली बिकम परफेक्ट एंड रियलाइज द सेल्फ. एंड आउट ऑफ मेनी थाउजेंड्स ऑफ सच सेल्फलेस पर्सन्स ओनली वन कैन अंडरस्टैंड कृष्णा. विदाउट अंडरस्टैंडिंग कृष्णा हाउ कैन वन एंगेज हिमसेल्फ इन सर्विस ऑफ कृष्णा. देयरफॉर द डिवोशनल सर्विस ऑफ कृष्णा इज नॉट एन ऑर्डिनरी थिंग. बट फॉर्चुनेटली इफ वन फॉलोज इन द फुटस्टेप्स ऑफ लॉर्ड चैतन्य गौरांगेर दुटी पद बाय फॉलोइंग द पाथ शोन बाय लॉर्ड चैतन्य द प्रोसेस ऑफ सिंपली चांटिंग हरे कृष्णा ही कैन वेरी इजीली अंडरस्टैंड what devotional service is. Therefore, Narottama Das Thakur prays that one takes shelter of Lord Chaitanya and follow in his footsteps, for then one can understand the essence of devotional service. Lord Chaitanya's pastimes are very pleasing because of basic principles of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement are chanting, dancing and eating Krishna Prasad. He made He is headquarters in Jagannath Puri and would dance, chant and then immediately call for prasad to be distributed to the devotees. They are so pleased that every day hundreds of men would come to chant and dance with Lord Chaitanya. The temple proprietor, the king of Odisha, Maharaj Pratap Rudra, had an open order to the workers in the temple to supply as much prasad to Lord Chaitanya's devotees as they wanted. Therefore, his pastimes are very pleasing. Chant, dance and take prasad. If one is captivated by the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya simply by chanting and dancing and eating prasad, the dirty things in his heart will all become cleansed. The heart of anyone who takes to this moment of chanting, dancing and eating Krishna Prasad will surely be cleansed of all dirty material contamination. Narottama Das Thakur says very rightly, Gaurangera Madhura Lila Jara Karne Pravesila Hrudaya Nirmala Velotar. If one wants to cleanse his heart, he must take to the moment of Chaitanya, Krishna consciousness. Lord Chaitanya is nice that one who simply takes the holy names of Gauranga or Gaurachandra, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, will immediately develop love of God. Generally, devotees first chant Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda for the preliminary process of cleansing the heart to the invoke the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda and their associates. Lila means pastimes. Without associates, there cannot be pastimes. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is always accompanied by associates, Nityananda, Advaita, Gadadhara, Sivasa and many other devotees. Tara means his holy names. It is affected. And Premodaya refers to the development of love of God. Simply by chanting Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, one immediately develops love of God to such a person. Narottama Das Thakur says to encourage him in chanting Lord Chaitanya's name and dancing, just as we clap and say ब्राभो सिंपली ही सेज जय जय बलिहारी वेरी नाइस एक्सलेंट देन ही सेज गौरांगर गौरांग गुणते झूरे नित्य लीला तारेस्फुरे इट्स वेरी लॉन्ग Anyhow, it's told that anyone just takes shelter of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then he will achieve Gaurangara, achieve the love of Godhead. So, Hare Krishna. It's a very long purport by Prabhupada. So, okay. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila, Chapter 2. Lord Chaitanya, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Text 5.
Yadvaitam Brahma Upanishadadi Tadapi Asya Tanubha Yaha Atman Tarantaryami Purusha Itisa अस्याम स विभव सदैश्वर्यैः पूर्णयः इह भगवान् स स्वयं अयम् न चैतन्यात् कृष्णा जगति परः तत्त्वं परम् इह यद्वैतं ब्रह्म उपनिषदादि तदपि अस्य तनुभा यः आत्मान्तरयामि पुरुष इति सो अस्यां स विभव षडैश्वर्यैः पूर्णयो इह भगवान् सो स्वयम् अयम् न चैतन्यात् कृष्णा जगति परतत्त्वं परम् इह
जस्ट वर्ड मीनिंग यत् दैट व्हिच अद्वैतम विदाउट ए सेकेंड ब्रह्म द इम्पर्सनल ब्रह्मन उपनिषदादि इन द उपनिषद्स तत् दैट अपि सर्टेनली अस्य हिज तनुभा द एफुलजेंस ऑफ हिज ट्रांसेंडेंटल बॉडी यह आत्मा द सुपर सोल अंतर्यामी इंड्वेलिंग ड्वेलिंग लॉर्ड पुरुषः द सुप्रीम एंजेल इति दस सह ही अस्य हिज अंश विभव एक्सपांशन ऑफ ए प्लानरी पर्सन्स Sarayi with the six appliances. Purnaha, full. Yaha, who. Iha, here. Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Saha, he. Swayam, himself. Ayam, this one. Na, not. चैतन्यात् देन लॉर्ड चैतन्य कृष्णात् देन लॉर्ड कृष्ण जगति इन द वर्ल्ड परः हायर तत्त्वम् ट्रुथ परम एनदर इह हियर ट्रांसलेशन एंड पार्पोर्ट बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद की जय ट्रांसलेशन व्हाट द उपनिषद्स डिस्क्राइब एज द इम्पर्सनल ब्रह्मन इज बट द एफुलजेंस ऑफ हिज बॉडी एंड लॉर्ड नोन एज द सुपर सोल इज बट हिज लोकलाइज्ड प्लानरी पर्सन लॉर्ड चैतन्य इज द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड कृष्ण हिमसेल्फ फुल विथ सिक्स अपुलेंसेस He is the absolute truth and no other truth is greater than or equal to him. Purport. The compiler of Upanishad Upanishads speak very highly of the impersonal Brahman. The Upanishads, which are considered the most elevated portion of the Vedic literatures, are meant for persons who desire to get free from material association and who therefore approach a bona fide spiritual master for enlightenment. The prefix Upa indicates that one must receive knowledge about the absolute truth from a spiritual master. One who has faith in his spiritual master actually receives transcendental instruction, and as his attachment for material life slackens, he is able to advance in the spiritual path. Knowledge of the transcendental science of the Upanishads can free one from the entanglement of existence in the material world. And when thus liberated, one can be elevated to the spiritual knowledge of the Supreme Personality of God, Godhead by advancement in spiritual life. The beginning of spiritual enlightenment is realization of impersonal Brahman. Such realization is effected by gradual negation of material variegatedness. Impersonal Brahman realization is the partial and distant experience of the absolute truth that one achieves through the rational approach. It is compared to one seeing hill from a distance and taking it to be a smoky cloud. A hill is not a smoky cloud, but it appears to be one from distance. Because of our imperfect vision, in imperfect or smoky realization of the absolute truth, spiritual variegatedness is conspicuous by its absence. This experience is therefore called Advaitavada, or realization of the oneness of the absolute. The impersonal glowing effulgence of Brahman consists one of the personal bodily rays of Supreme Godhead. Sri Gaurasundar, or Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is identical with Sri Krishna himself. The Brahman effulgence consists of rays of his transcendental body. Similarly, the Supersoul, which is called Paramatma, is planetary portions of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Antaryami, the Supersoul in everyone's heart, is the controller of all living entities. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 15:15, where Lord Krishna says, Sarvasya chaham hrudisan nivishto, I am situated in everyone's heart. The Bhagavad Gita 5:29 also states, Bhukta Ram Jagya Tapasa Sarvaloko Maheswaram, indicating that Supreme Lord, acting in his expansions, a super soul, in the proprietor of everything. Similarly, the Brahma Sanghita 5:35 states Advaitam, Andantarastham Paramanu Chayantarastham. The Lord is present everywhere, within the heart of every living entity, and within each and every atoms as well. Thus, by this supersoul feature, the Lord is also all pervading. Furthermore, Lord Chaitanya is also master of all wealth, strength, fame, beauty, knowledge, and renunciation, because he is the Krishna himself. He is described as purna or complete in the feature of Lord Chaitanya. The Lord is an ideal renunciator. Just as Sri Ram was an ideal king, Lord Chaitanya accepted the order of sannyasa and exemplified exceedingly wonderful principles of his own life. No one can compare to him in the order of sannyasa. Although in Kali Yuga acceptance of the sannyasa order is generally forbidden, Lord Chaitanya accepted it because he is complete in renunciation. Others cannot imitate him, but can only follow in his footsteps as far as possible. Those who are unfit for this order of life are strictly forbidden by the injunctions of the Shastras to accept it. Lord Chaitanya, however, is complete in renunciation as well as all other opulences. He is therefore the highest principles of absolute truth. By an analytical study of the truth of Lord Chaitanya, one will find that he is not different from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. No one is greater than, even equal to him. In Bhagavad Gita 7:7, Lord Krishna says to Arjuna, Mata parataram nanyat kinchit asti dhananjaya. O conqueror of wealth, Arjuna, there is no truth superior to me. Thus it is here confirmed that there is no truth higher than Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya. The impersonal Brahman is the goal of those who cultivate the study of books of transcendental knowledge, and supersoul is the goal of those who perform the yoga practice. One who knows the Supreme Personality of Godhead surpasses realizations of both Brahman and Paramatma, because Bhagavan is the ultimate platform of absolute knowledge. The Personality of Godhead, the complete form of Sachidananda, full life, knowledge and bliss, by relation of the Sat person of the complete whole unlimited existence, one realizes the impersonal Brahman aspect of the Lord. By relation of the Chit person of the complete whole unlimited knowledge, one can realize the localized aspect of the Lord, the Paramatma. But neither of the partial relation or the complete whole can help one realize the ananda or the complete bliss. Without such relation of ananda, knowledge of the absolute truth is incomplete. This verse is verse of Chaitanya Charitamrita by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is confirmed by parallel statements in Tattva Sandarbha by Srila Jiva Goswami. In the ninth part of the Sandarbha, it is said that the absolute truth is sometimes approached as impersonal Brahman, which, although spiritual, is only partial representation of the absolute truth. Narayana, the predominating deity of Vaikuntha, is to be known as an expansion of Krishna. But Krishna, the supreme absolute truth, the object of the transcendental love of all living entities. Hare Krishna.
Ajnanatimirandasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshurunmilitam jena tasmai shri guruve namaha shri chaitanya manovishtam sthapitam jena bhutale swayam rupa kadamahyam dadati sopadantikam. Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Simati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesaha Sunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gurute Seinama. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaste Tapta Kanchana Gurangi Radhi Vrindavaneswari Vrishabhanusate Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Pancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gora Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So this verse is a third verse of the original 14 verses of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, first he explained about 14 primary verses in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Then the entire Chaitanya Charitamrita is simply discussion of these verses, one, then he discussed in detail everything. Just like in Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a six questions by the sages of Naimisharanya, and afterwards to give answer for this to these six questions, the entire Bhagavatam came out. So similarly, the two verses is explained before. This is third verse of the original verses of Chaitanya Charitamrita that is compiled by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Previous verse told, let me describe the meaning of the third verse of the first 14. It is an auspicious vibration that describes the absolute truth. So, what the Upanishads describes as the impersonal Brahman is but the effulgence of his body. And the Lord, known as the Super Soul, is but his localized planetary person. Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna himself, full with six opulences. He is the absolute truth and no other truth in greater than or equal to him. So this verse establishes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and himself is Krishna. Sometimes Srila Prabhupada used to ask questions, who is Lord Chaitanya? And someone may told, oh, Lord Chaitanya is an incarnation of Krishna, or is or expansion of Krishna. Like this, if you Prabhupada immediately reply, no. Lord Chaitanya is Krishna himself. There is no difference between Lord Sri Krishna and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is a Sarvaisarjya Purna Bhagavan, six opulences in full. Just like it is full in Krishna, it is also full with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And moreover, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami, Srila Prabhupada, he used to say, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna, Nahe Anya. He is a Krishna himself, but same time he is a combined form of Radha and Krishna. So, Gaudiya Vaishnavas, their worshipable Lord is Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is both Radha and Krishna. Radha Krishna Nahe Anya. So, this verse particularly explains that three features of the Supreme Truth. Just like in Bhagavatam, it says, Vadanti tattvavit tattvam yad jnanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavan iti sabdyate. This absolute truth has three features. First, the impersonal feature, brahmeti, then localized feature, paramatma, then bhagavan, the six opulences in full is Bhagavan. Bhagavan iti sabdete. Bhagavan is Lord Sri Krishna. So same thing is described here. Prabhupada explained very nicely about this verse. The first is telling this impersonal form. It is explained actually by a simple example. We can understand. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to tell a story. He told a story that there is a village in somewhere in Bengal or somewhere, there is a village. The village peoples, they did not see train. Those in British era, this is first time the trains come in India. And they're thinking, everyone thinking that want to see how train look like. Looks like. So the station was established in their village. Then it was time, just evening approaching, evening is approaching. Then train is supposed to arrive. Everyone waiting. Then they want to see train. First, when the train come, it is this light front of the train. This light was focusing, very heavy. So everyone just standing there to see the train, they saw the front light. Huge, because it's just seeing the light, some of them drawn away to the village. Oh, we have seen the train. It is a huge light. It's focus. We cannot see, you cannot open our eyes to see that light. It's so heavy light. Then they run away. They explain like this to village, to people who were in, within village, that a train is like a huge light. Nasaman is little patient, then he wait, then he saw the train pass within the engine. There is engine, there is driver also inside. Then they saw, and there is many, so many other compartments are there, one after another. They just saw the engine and they saw the compartment, then run. They told, yes, we saw the train. The light is just front, then before we see, there is engine, there is driver, and then compartments. But someone wait a little more, and he wait up to the train, stand in the station. Then they saw everything in detail. This is train, this is engine, this is driver, this is compartment. Inside compartments, many people are there. And they are coming. When train stopped, then all passengers come out from their coaches. In this way, he explained in detail. So like this, these three separate relations of the absolute truth: Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. So Prabhupada making point that specifically those peoples, those impersonalists, they glorify Upanishads so much. Actually, it is called that the Upanishads are the most elevated part of the Vedas. Upanishads, which are considered the most elevated portion of the Vedic literature, Prabhupada is writing. But still, these Upanishads are meant for those persons who desire to get free from material association, those who want to achieve liberation, mainly. Moksha, what is the goal of the impersonalist? To achieve moksha. Moksha means they want to just simply merge into the supreme effulgence or the supreme Brahman, that is the supreme, that is surrounding the spiritual world. There is the effulgence, Brahma Jyoti was spreading everywhere, and the goal of the impersonalist, they want to simply merge in that effulgence. They're thinking the supreme truth is the huge effulgence spreading everywhere in the spiritual sky. So they are not able to see the Dhamma or the Lord Himself inside. So anyhow, so this is that Prabhupada is writing that. So this is not the full relation. Knowledge of the transcendental science of Upanishads can free one from the intelligence of existence of the material world. Just like you can see, this is where this impersonalist, they speak one statement is truth, is true there, because they says aham brahmasmi, I am not this body, I am soul. That is correct. Up to this extent they are correct. They told, we are not this body, we are soul. Then their difference started from upwards when they could not distinguish between soul and super soul. That is their mistake. They told, oh, aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi, I am Brahman, I am Brahman. Then I am like repeating again and again and meditating. Then they finally they think that, oh, Brahman and Parabrahman, soul and super soul, they are same. That's called Advaitavada. They don't see two. They see only soul and super soul, the one, and no other. That's why the Mayavadis, they used to say, everyone is Brahman. You are Brahman, he is Brahman, he is Brahman, everyone is Brahman, everyone is God. You are God, he is God, say like this. So this These Brahmavadis, Brahmeti, those people, those thinking that way, they simply seeing this effulgence of this the supreme spiritual abode of the Lord, they thought this is the perfect realization of truth. They thought this is okay. But this is not truth. So Upanishads mainly they describe about liberation, how to achieve liberation, how to free from this material sufferings that we are suffering, adhi bhautik, adhi daivik, adhyatmic classes. And they simply they want to free from these sufferings. But they could not actually they realize the supreme truth. They simply come to this stage, up to that stage that we are not this body, we are soul, we are Brahman. Aham Brahmasmi. Then the next realization, Brahmeti Paramatmeti. Then the yogis, those who meditate on Brahman, they gradually following the Ashtanga Yoga Siddhi and this Patanjali Yoga process, then they come up to the stage of Paramatma. They meditate Paramatma in their heart. This Prabhupada is telling just like 5:29 two verses Prabhupada quote 15:15 and 5:29. 15:15 is telling Sarvasya Chaham Shruti Sannivishto Mata Smutir Jnanam Apohanamcha Vedaischa Sarvair Aham Avavedyo Vedanta Krit Veda Videva Chaham. And 5:29 is telling Bhuktarang Jagyantapasa Sarva Loka Maheswaram Suhudam Sarva Hutanam Jnantamang Santiruchyati. The point here Prabhupada is making that this he has mentioned that Hrudi Sannivishto is residing within everyone's heart. There is that is super soul who is existing in everyone's heart as Paramatma, every living entity. This is Paramatma feature. Who is Paramatma? Paramatma is Kshirodaksai Vishnu. And there are three Vishnus. There's Karanadaksai Vishnu is the super soul of all the Brahmandas, just apple coming from his body. All the different planets are coming out from his poles of his hairs. Then when the different planetary systems appear, then the Garbhadaksai Vishnu come. Then he entered to the every planet, and from him, from his naval, Brahma and lotus came, then Brahma came, then he became, this is Garbhadaksai Vishnu. But Kshirodaksai Vishnu, who sleeps in milk ocean, he is explained that he acts as super soul, as Paramatma. So those who meditate in Paramatma, in their heart, they meditate on Paramatma, then they see super soul. And that is Paramatma, he also take incarnations in different yugas, and just like Dhruva Maharaj was meditating. He was meditating in his heart. Within heart he saw the super soul, he saw the Vishnu. He is holding Sankha Chakra Gada Padma, conch, disc, lotus and club. Like this, he was meditating in that form in his heart. Then when this disappeared in his heart, then he just opened his eyes and saw in front of him super soul is standing, Vishnu is standing. So this is something better than the first realization, Brahman realization, impersonal realization. Now the yogis, they accepted the super soul, who is everyone's heart, residing in everyone's heart. But this is not everything. Above this Vishnus, even above the three Vishnus, this Kshirodaksai Vishnu, Garbhadaksai Vishnu and Karanadaksai Vishnu, even above them there is also this spiritual world, and there is a as mentioned that Krishna is explaining in Srimad Bhagavatam that aham eva sevagre nanyat yat sat asat param paschat aham yetatascha jo vasishyata sosmi aham. Krishna is telling to Brahma that I am this Supreme Lord. Even before anything was created, sat asat, even there is not, not truth or false, nothing was there, I was there. And in the end, I will remain there also. Krishna is from Krishna. Then his first expansion, who came? Balaram is a first expansion. Sarva avatari Krishna, swayam Bhagavan. He is and tahara ditiya deha sri Balaram. Sarva avatari, all the incarnations, everything. He is the source of everything, Krishna. And his, when he explain when he is thinking about for his pastimes, then first the Balaram came from his body. First expansion is Balaram. From Balaram, then he is the Mula Sankarsan. Sometimes Balaram is known as Mula Sankarsan. And then from Balaram there is come Chaturvaya, Vasudeva, Sankarsana, Pradyumna, Aniruddha. Then there is second Sankarsana, and from the second Sankarsana the three Purusha avatars, three Vishnus come. So the yogis, they meditate on the Kiradakasai Vishnu, a super soul. So their relation is not perfect. This is also partial relation. So that's why then next, the bhaktas, these two people, that jnani, the jnanis, they meditate on Brahman, the Brahman effulgence. And the yogis, they meditate on super soul, Kiradakasai Vishnu, and then bhakta, the three types of transcendentalists. The devotees, they meditate on Krishna. Tumara hrudayasina govinda visrama govinda kahena mora Vaishnava parana. So when a devotee, he meditate on Krishna, he not meditate on super soul. So devotee, that's why he meditated on Krishna. So he realizes the Lord Sri Krishna, that Krishna is the Supreme. Etechangsa kalapungsa Krishna stu Bhagavan swayam. And devotee realizes that Krishna stu Bhagavan swayam. This graduation. Then if you further go on researching, then you will find there is no difference between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna. That's why Bhagavatam is graduation study, then postgraduate study is Chaitanya Charitamrita. You not, neophytes cannot understand Chaitanya Charitamrita, he cannot, if everywhere he is in Chaitanya Charitamrita, explain that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that's why unless we read Bhagavatam perfectly, Krishna Varna, Tisa Krishna, Sangha, Panga, Astra Parsadam, Jagya, Sankirtana, Praya, Jajantihi, Sumedhasa. This is explained in Bhagavatam 11th canto, 5th chapter, 32 verse. So it might explain that how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. He appeared that Krishna Varna, is two syllables Krishna, that Krishna Varna, Tisa, or Krishna. But he is Krishna himself. But now he is not appeared like Krishna, he is not looking like a blackish, he is looking yellow. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi. So Gauranga, he is Gauranga, he not accepted the Krishna's bodily color, but he appeared accepting the Radharani's bodily bodily color, Radha Bhava Dhyuti Subalita Tanu. So appeared Krishna Varna Tisa or Krishna Sangha Panga Astra Parsada. He is not alone. His Sangha, his associate, specifically Nityananda Advaita, Upanga, the other associations of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srivasa and Adi Bhakta, Bhakta Vrinda, the all other Sangha, Upanga, Sangha, Panga, Astra, his Astra, Jaiva Goswami is telling that his own beauty. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so beautiful. Because he is even Some places he mentioned that he is even more beautiful than Krishna, because he is combined with Radharani. Radharani is beauty. He is also combined with him. So, Sanga Panga Astra, Astra, and another Astra Prabhupada told, this is Narayana Astra for this Kali Yuga peoples. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also appeared with this Mahamantra. He has to distribute everyone. Sanga Panga Astra, Parsada, all his associates, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, Jagya Sankirtana Praya. He is appeared in this Kali Yuga with this Sankirtana Jagya, the chanting the holy name of the Lord, the congregational chanting of the holy name of the Lord. Jagya Sankirtana Praya Jajanti Hi Sumedhasa. Those are most intelligent, topmost intelligent persons in this age of Kali. They worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He appeared in this with Sankirtana Jagya. So he that is the topmost realization, that Supreme Personality of Godhead in the age of Kali, he appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is not alone. He is in complete. He is Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita, Gadadhara, Sivas Adi, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. His first experience, Nityananda Balaram is there, Mahavishnu, incarnation of Mahavishnu, Advaita Acharya, he is there. Sometimes Advaita Acharya is also known as Sadashiva. He is also known as Sadashiva, or he is also a devotee. He is also a Bhakta Avatar. He is also Bhakta Avatar. Sri Krishna, Pancha Tattvatmakam Krishna, Bhakta Rupa is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Bhakta Swarupa is Nityananda. Bhakta Avatar is Advaita Acharya. Because Vaishnavanang Jatha Sambhu. He is also incarnation of Sadashiva. Sometimes Lord Chaitanya addressed him also as Shankara. Anyhow, then he is also with his energy, who? Gadadhara Pandit and pure devotee, Narada Muni's incarnation is, who is there? Sivas Thakur. So this is perfect manifestation of the Supreme Truth in this age of Kali. So that's why you have to take shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Without understanding Panchatattva and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there is no question of understanding Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So Prabhupada, in conclusion, he wrote about Jiva Goswami in Kacha, in giving in his Tattva Sandarbha. Jiva Goswami, in his ninth part of Tattva Sandarbha, it is said that the absolute truth is sometimes approached the impersonal Brahman, who is, although spiritual. Anyhow, Jiva Goswami explained about this also. Then he told that this is not complete realization. Absolute truth is to realizing as impersonal is not a complete realization. And Paramatma realization is also not complete realization. This is also partial. Only when we realize that the Supreme Truth is Lord Sri Krishna or Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then it is complete. So any question or comment? Maybe 2 minutes. Yes.
Some famous musicians, the Beatles, said like, I am you and you are me and we are all together, this impersonal philosophy, you know. And so many impersonalists also speak on Rasa Leela, but if they don't believe that there's variety at the end, why do they speak on Rasa Leela? And are impersonalists considered devotees or are they non-devotees?
No, they want to enjoy. They think it's Krishna. They want to compete with Krishna. So Krishna was doing Rasa Leela, so they are thinking we are also Krishna. So we can also perform this. So this is their illusion. That's why there are so many Sahajiyas. Bhaktivinoda Thakur category, 13 different categories of Sahajiyas. They simply
considered devotees or atheists?
there is a more dangerous than the atheist. Yes. They are more dangerous than the atheist, at least here they did not accept anything. But these peoples, they think themselves is Krishna. These peoples, misguiding people, so many avatars, so many incarnations in India. Just, and they also were admitted in hospitals, they also die, they are diseased, but still they consider themselves as God.
So their leela.
So we see many incarnations. There even Bhaktivinoda Thakur told about Bhishikesana in Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Now in present days we see many Baba. This Baba, that Baba, this Sai Baba, this Baba, them Baba, simply. Okay. Yes. Yeah, here and there.
Hare Krishna. Yesterday I read a verse from Bhagavatam, from the verse book, that only a fully surrendered soul cannot be influenced by the intelligence of non-devotee. And I was thinking that, what is our hope? Because I am not, what is my hope? I am not a fully surrendered soul, so I have to be very careful of.
Yes.
Of the intelligence of non-devotee.
Saranga saranagati hoibe jahara tahara prathana sune Sinanda Kumar. If someone fully surrendered, six principles of surrender, surrender. Explain. Anukulyato sankalpa pratikulyato varjanam krishna rakhyati iti viswas gotrupte varanam tatha atmanikhepa karpanne sarvidha saranagati. It is not so easy to surrender completely to Krishna. It is only by Krishna's help one can surrender completely, by one help of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by Panchatattva. Okay, yes.
Hare Krishna Swamiji, was there a photograph of Lord Gauranga on that wall 5 years ago? Because I came here for the first time 5 years ago.
5 years ago, first came. Who?
Me.
You came?
Yeah.
Where?
To this temple. Then I think I saw the photograph of Lord Gauranga on that wall. Was it there?
Lord Gauranga photograph is there? Is there? Gauranga is standing here there, in the altar. Gauranga is there, standing there. He can go, he can appear anywhere he likes.
Actually, I saw his photograph, he was all alone. He was all alone. I think I saw it. I may be mistaken, because it happened 5 years ago.
So what is your question?
I just want to know whether this picture was there or not.
Gauranga is everywhere.
I know that.
You pray to Gauranga for shelter. Gauranga tumi more daya na chadi ho. Gauranga tumi more daya na chadi ho. आपन करिया रंगा चरणे राखी हो गौरांग तुमी मरे दया ना छाड़ी हो. गिव माइक टू समवन.
ओके
ओके यू आर टर्न फिनिश. यस
राधे राधे स्वामी जी. That gentleman over there spoke about Krishna ji. What was the significance of Ras Leela? That is my question.
What is the significance of
Ras Leela?
That is, you have to understand after reading Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Ras Leela is and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sankirtan pastimes. In chanting and dancing in the Harinam Sankirtan, same as Ras Leela. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that's why for Kali Yuga people, he appeared. This, and he teaches us this Harinama Sankirtan, chant and dance. Chanting and dancing with the Supreme Lord. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and those who are qualified living entities, they can chant and dance with him. Not everyone. So gopis are the most elevated devotees of the Supreme Lord. And the same thing in Kali Yuga also, chanting and dancing. Those who are in ISKCON, ISKCON in this Hare Krishna movement, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, they are getting qualified to chant and dance with the Supreme Lord. So if you will join us, you can also chant and dance. Chant and dance. You like?
Yes, Swamiji.
You can join the Rasa Lila. This is Rasa Lila. So, anyhow, the Mataji is running there. Give mic there.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Thank you so much, first of all, for the bhajan before the class. I feel like we don't sing bhajans enough and translation to understand the meaning of the song. Maharaj, you were speaking about the three features of the Lord, and one of them is Paramatma. And we know the Paramatma is there, but sometimes it is difficult to understand that the Paramatma can guide us. We have so much anarthas in our heart, and the mind is always doing their thing. So how we can tune in to actually follow Paramatma?
So Paramatma is a Chaitya Guru. He's sitting, and he's another feature is he appeared as the spiritual master. Spiritual master is non-different from the super soul. Or sometimes he's non-different from Krishna. So we are the Paramatma is helping us as a spiritual master. So you have to follow the instructions of spiritual master. By following spiritual master, we are following super soul. There is no difference. By following the instruction of Srila Prabhupada, we are also following Krishna. That is, you have to see. Jasya prasadat, Bhagavat prasada, jasya prasadan, nagati kutopi. Understand, this is the super, the spiritual master is simply an expansion of Krishna. Another picture of Krishna. Okay, even Sutta Goswami, he prays, when he pay obeisances to his spiritual master. Sukadeva Goswami, he told. Sukadeva Goswami is non-different from spirit, from the Paramatma, super soul. Okay, Hare Krishna. So any other question? Yes. Quick.
Thank you very much, Maharaj. Maharaj, like question is, we accept spiritual master as an expansion of Paramatma, but sometimes it happens that spiritual master...
Sometimes
it happens that spiritual master like leaves or something happened. Then in that case, what a disciple should do?
Yes. And the Prabhupada books are there. Spiritual master left his books. Books are not different from him. Prabhupada told, as long as my books are there, I am still alive. I am not... No. Spiritual master is always with us. Yes. Spiritual master is representing Prabhupada. So Prabhupada, as long as Prabhupada books are there, we are reading and following. Okay.
Thank you.
So any other question? Okay. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sri Chaitanya Charitamritam ki jai. Panchagura Prabhu ki jai.